think the council did meet with some officials from his department last Friday. But in saying that, Catherine, I think we're at a very serious situation in relation to our rivers. We're at a very dangerous point where our rivers are now in a lot worse state than they were prior to the floods in any zone. And it's one aspect that hasn't been dealt with to date. I know there are priorities there for people to get back into their homes and for, you know, community groups, farmers, etc. And I know that. But in saying that, Catherine, the problem is the rivers caused a lot of this problem because they are full with trees and grit. And they're even worse now today. And if we don't deal with this problem, this will happen again. There is no question it will happen again. And it will take a lot less water the next time to cause floods than it did the previous time. So I think it's very, very important that this is dealt with and dealt with immediately.
What kind of form would this work take in reality? It's a huge undertaking to carry out this investigation on all the rivers in the county.
It is. It's a huge investigation, but the council have started investigating the rivers in Inishowen. They have a drone investigation going on at the minute. But in saying that's fine. But we have to get real here. We have to deal with the problem. And we haven't dealt with the problem. We haven't dealt with the cause of the floods. And the cause of the floods is the state of our rivers. And we can't allow the OPW, the Fisheries Board, all these organisations, National Parks and Wildlife, we can't allow these guys to always dictate to us what we're going to do. We have to stand strong on this. And we have to prioritise. We have to get the rivers back cleaned. We have to get the trees out of the rivers. We have to get the work done. Now, however that's going to be done, through whether it's through the council or whether it's through private contractors, I don't know. But the government has to stand up here and we have to get the money. Boxer Kevin Moran came to Inishowen. He told us out of his own mouth that this wouldn't be a problem, that the work would be done, that the rivers would be cleaned. We're 6 weeks down the line. And the cause, the root of the problem, hasn't been dealt with. And I don't think that's fair. And I think that's leaving the people of Inishowen, the people that had their houses flooded, the businesses, the community groups, in a very, very dangerous position and a very vulnerable position. There is people sitting in their houses at night wondering, is the river going to overflow again? The work hasn't been done. There's work to be done beside people's houses, beside community centres in Clamanagh, Cairndonagh, Buncrana, Burnfoot, everywhere around this peninsula. And we haven't dealt with it. And we really, really need to bring this to the forefront now and deal with it.